King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international ministry proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and exalting Him as Lord. This is Larry Branham inviting you to join us in a time of worship with beautiful music and the study of Scripture with our teacher, Steve McLean. Stay tuned for a few moments of inspiration.
And forevermore I will reign with Him.
Jesus sometimes used a powerful way of attracting attention to His messages. He would say, "You have heard that it has been said," and then refer to a familiar teaching. Immediately following that, He would say, "But I say unto you," and shock His hearers with something they had not heard before. It wasn't, however, just a clever way of getting attention. It was an expression of His authority. Following our first song, please give your attention to our friend and teacher, Steve McLean, as he considers a time when Jesus spoke like this. His topic is adultery and divorce.
Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to our King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you.
Shout to the Lord,
shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing.
Power
and majesty, praise to our King.
Mountains
bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in. Shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing.
Power and
majesty, praise to our King.
Mountains
bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name.
I sing for joy
at the work of your
You will recall that we are in a section of Jesus' teaching where He is making some strong statements. Repeatedly, He says, You have heard that it was said, and he mentions the teachings they were familiar with. Then he follows it with a bold declaration, "But I say unto you." Understand, beloved, that Jesus was not changing God's law, but explaining it in its full scope and beauty. What Jesus has to say will not be easily ignored. He steps into the middle of our lives and begins to show us who we really are and what we really need. We really are sinners in need of the saving grace and the life-changing power of the Christ. The topic we have arrived at today is a painful one, and I certainly speak with love and compassion as I share the words of the Lord with you from the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew 5, verses 27 through 30, Jesus says this, "You have heard that it was said, 'Do not commit adultery.' But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell." God created sex for marriage and said it was good and holy. We live in a time, however, when the opportunity to satisfy the sexual lust of the flesh by sinful means is more convenient than ever. I need not elaborate on the matter, other than to say it is a rare television program or movie that does not at least imply or even blatantly portray people satisfying their passions in sinful ways. But Jesus addresses the matter with heavenly authority. He makes it clear that physical union with a person other than your spouse is not God's complete definition of adultery. Anyone who feeds a longing for someone other than their marriage partner is committing adultery, for they are being unfaithful in their hearts. There is great danger here. So much harm is done by excuses, such as, "Oh, it's just entertainment," or, "It doesn't hurt to look." Jesus teaches us to deal radically with sin. He says, if you can't keep your eyes from inflaming your lust, pluck them out. If he were presenting this sermon today, he would also say, if your TV causes you to sin, toss it in the trash. If the internet leads you to see things you shouldn't see, cancel the internet service entirely and immediately. I know some would almost pluck out an eye before they would turn off their computers or televisions. But Jesus calls us to deal radically with temptation and to stop putting ourselves in harm's way. In hell, you will retain no joy for the hours spent in sin. Better to do without your eyesight on earth than to be thrown into hell. The Apostle Paul said that with every temptation there is a way of escape. That way of escape for you, my friend, may be to unplug your electronics or stop the flirtation with that person at work and pay attention to your spouse instead. Jesus also realizes that the people of his day had found a loophole, the one called divorce. We continue reading in Matthew 5, 31 and 32. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for marital unfaithfulness causes her to become an adulteress, and anyone who marries the divorced woman commits adultery. The men of Jesus' day found it easy to divorce their wives for any and every reason. Without just cause for divorce, such as marital unfaithfulness, it's easy to see that they were engaging in little else than what might be termed sanitized adultery. Going from woman to woman, discarding one to have another, they treated their wives as someone to be used and discarded. Jesus calls it adultery. He looks into the heart and judges justly. Divorce is, sadly, too prevalent in our society. If you are still married, Jesus calls you to work at your marriage. If that means getting rid of a TV or computer, it's a small price to pay for a healthy relationship. You may have to find a different job to get away from temptation. Do it. Deal radically with temptation. Cut it off. If you are already divorced, whether by your choice or not, is there good news for you? Of course there is. I don't have to tell you of the pain of divorce, but I can tell you that with repentance, there is forgiveness. When we confess to God that we've sinned, we've made a mess of things, and when we truly repent, we open the door for God's peace to return. As we continue to study the words of Christ, we will learn that He is one who judges the heart and one who can purify the heart if we will let Him. Open your heart to Jesus today.
I believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ, His only Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, distinct yet three in one. I believe there is forgiveness for everything we've done. That is why
all the more I will serve Him. I have made my decision. I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord.
I believe the Son of God was crucified upon a tree and laid within a borrowed tomb not far from Calvary. I believe He rose up from the dead, alive for all to see. That is why
all the more I will serve Him. I have made my decision. I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I have made my decision. I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord.
Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God. Lift up your countenance, for the victory is won. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One. Lift up your countenance.
We invite you to write to us if you'd like to receive a free Bible correspondence course and a free modern English translation of the Scriptures. Our mailing address is Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas 79015. That's Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas 79015. Or you may send us an email at moiradio@sbcglobal.net. You can find all of this information and much more at our website. It's easy to remember, momentsofinspiration.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to tune in again at the same time next week to Moments of Inspiration.
All ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One, and give the glory to the Holy One, and give the glory.